In some ways, the book of Matthew may be thought of as the most difficult of the Gospels to interpret, since it assumes so many things that most modern readers don't understand. This is true of all four Gospels to some degree, but Matthew in particular assumes a great deal of knowledge about its historical setting in first century Palestine. Why is it important to understand the historical setting in which Matthew and the other Gospels were written?
Well, any biblical book is set in a particular context, and it's really helpful to have an opportunity to work out why the author was writing and when he was writing. At the same time, I think we need to be a little bit careful not to overplay that. What's written is the most important thing, and you could spend a lot of time looking behind the scenes to try and work out exactly when it was written and what the purpose of it was. If we can get some idea of the exact location of it or the timing of it, then that can help us to understand the context she was writing in, and then we can probably then work out what our context is and reapply the same message to our different context.
I think that most of the books of the Bible, in one way or another, simply assume a certain amount of historical context. They assume we know something about geography and relevant history and the culture and customs of the time. In other words, they take for granted a lot of things that they don't spell out, and therefore it's very useful to know something about these things. I mean, an example for the Gospels is that the Gospels keep referring to people called the Pharisees. They don't actually tell us who the Pharisees are, but you know, we have material outside the Bible that tells us more about the Pharisees, and simply filling in things like that. Or think about the way that Matthew's Gospel tells us about Herod, and then there's another Herod, and there's another Herod in Acts. We might get very confused as to which kings these are. They're taking for granted that we know it. We know something about the Herods. We can fill in that background information. There's just lots of ways in which these writers simply assume that their readers know things that, since we are reading them in a much later period of history, we have to supply that knowledge.
When we're talking about the Gospels, for example, we really have two levels of historical context for the Gospels. The first level is the level of Jesus himself and the events of his life. So to understand what Jesus is saying, what he's doing, we have to understand first century Palestine. We have to understand the Jewish state under Roman rule. We have to understand religious groups like Pharisees and Sadducees and political groups like the Herodians and why there was a governor like Pontius Pilate in Judea and a king like Herod Antipas in Galilee in the north. So to understand what Jesus says, what Jesus does, how others react to him, we have to enter into the world of the text. So that's the first level of historical context for the Gospels. The second is the fact that the Gospels were all written somewhat after the fact, anywhere from 30 to 50 years after the events. And each Gospel writer is writing about the events of Jesus, but also writing for the readers of his day. And those readers are going through different struggles and different issues. And so understanding that historical context, the context of the writer and the readers, as well as the context of Jesus in first century context in which he lived, is crucial. One example of this, just Mark's Gospel, for example. Of course, to understand Mark's Gospel, you have to understand first century Israel and Jesus and his interaction with the disciples, his interaction with the religious leaders. But you also have to try to understand what's going on in Mark's community. Most scholars think Mark's Gospel is written to a church in Rome, to the church in Rome, the suffering church in Rome. And so Mark's call and Jesus's call in that gospel to take up your cross, to follow him, to be willing to suffer and die for your faith, is a call not just to the first disciples in Jesus's life, but also to Mark's readers, that to be willing to suffer persecution, to follow Christ even to death. So there's that second level of historical context that we need to understand in order to understand the message, the overall message of the Gospels.
I believe that when we study any of the Gospels, such as the Gospel of Matthew, it's valuable to know its author's historical background. After all, if Jesus' life is a historical fact, then the more information we have about the historical record of his life, the better we'll be able to understand his life itself. Of course, as readers, receiving the message of Matthew's gospel, we don't always realize how helpful it is to learn about its author. But learning about a book's author and historical setting really can help us understand its contents.